This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa liya salihin. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, khatam al anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabi, wa man da'a bi da'watihi wa stanna bi sunnati. Ila yawmiddin wa sallam tasliman kathira. Amma ba'd. Fa usikum wa nafsi bittaqwa Allah azza wa jal wa sam'i wa ta'a wa yakul al-haq subhana a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqu Allah wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti' Allah wa rasulah فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And I bear witness that Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant, his messenger, the seal of the prophets and the messengers. And may Allah always constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, and all those who establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I remind myself first and you of the importance of taqwa, the importance of mindfulness of Allah, consciousness of Allah, being aware that Allah knows all that exists in front of us and all that is in back of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in his mighty Quran in a way that was of critical importance to the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of revelation. And it still remains of critical importance to believers today. Allah has revealed, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and speak a straightforward word. He would repair your deeds, forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has surely gained a mighty triumph. And so, in this age that we live in, an age of deception, an age where what appears to be true might possibly be false, in a world that we are living in filled with distractions, the book of Allah remains as a light to guide us in any form of darkness, whether it be spiritual darkness, economic darkness, political darkness, any form. The book of Allah is a light which will guide us through the difficulties and obstacles which are placed in our path. And in this divine formula, Allah connects with the consciousness of Allah, that once we are aware of the Creator in all that we do, it should translate. It translates through our words, qawlan sadida, a straightforward, clear word. And when sadida is looked at, it is speaking about something which is a truthful word, something which is straight to the point, something which has no doubt in it. So when we speak, we should speak in this straightforward way. And this is of critical importance to us, especially with so many distractions around us. And in the past few weeks, these distractions have come to the surface with the elections that are happening here in the Americas, elections in Brazil, elections in the United States. And while people were distracted with the elections, distracted with sports, distracted with the material world, something is rumbling underneath. The true reality is rumbling and coming closer and closer to us by the day. And one of the leading scholars and intellectuals in the Western world at the time of the elections made a bold statement. And this statement coincided with what we have been studying and understanding over the past few years. The statement said that for the first time in recorded history, human beings have in their hand the ability to maintain organized human life or to destroy organized human life. And what that means is organized life. We live in a city, we have cell phone, we have cars, we have planes, we're organized. We literally are about to destroy it. Three issues. And in these three issues will rest the fate of humanity, not the ultimate fate, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controller of the ultimate fate, but the little power that Allah has given us in this dunya world around us. This fate can be determined in these three issues. The first is nuclear war. The second is global warming. And the third is the sixth, extinction. The first point of nuclear war, and as people are talking about their countries and who should I elect and what is going on, how many of us realize that human beings right now in our hands, mostly in the Americas, there are 4,000 active nuclear warheads. 4,000. Think of the bomb that hit Hiroshima and killed 80,000 people instantly. And with Nagasaki, over 226,000 died in a few days. That's one. Two, we have 4,000 active heads and between 10 to 15,000 weapons which are ready to be activated. One mistake where it heads off from one side and hits the other and it starts to go will destroy organized life. Our infrastructure will be gone. Our airports, our cell phones, our electric grids can be destroyed in a nuclear holocaust. And this lies in our hands. Number two, global warming. What has happened now with the warming, and we understand this more in the north, and now they are saying in the north of Canada that there is an increase in polar bears, that the Inuit communities, this is our country, the Inuit communities, there are polar bears coming into the community like never before, so they must be on the increase. But the scientists said, no, they're not on the increase. The ice, which is in the north where they used to live, is melted. So they're forced to come down to us. So literally with this destruction of the atmosphere and the warming of the seas, the water is rising. We are losing about 4.9 trillion tons of ice every year. It's pouring into the oceans. And it's having an impact and will impact our coastal cities. Not only with this rise, but flooding, storms as we see the hurricanes around the world, earthquakes, and fires, terrible fire, which is striking not only other parts of the world, but right here in North America. And just last week, and the fires are still burning in California, the worst fire in the history of California is burning and just now being put out, still burning on the side. This fire was so terrible that in one town, 10,000 homes were destroyed. People had to just get up and run, a wall of fire coming at them. And you know what the name of the town was? Paradise. And we don't take joy in the suffering of people. But paradise turned into hell. Who did it? Who's responsible? 90% of fires in California are human-made. It starts with the human being, and then with the global warming, with the heat, temperature, drought, all the conditions, it becomes the worst fire you ever saw in your life. So a combination of what humans did and what is happening in the atmosphere itself. Right in front of our eyes, these things are going down. The third key point from these dangerous issues is the sixth extinction. And this is something which is known by people of science. It is known by people who are watching the world, but the average human beings who are watching the cell phone or the television or the movie are not aware of this. We think that the world has improved, but the reality that is coming in front of us is the sixth extinction. Six times it is understood over millions of years that animals, creatures have become totally extinct, totally gone. Millions of years ago, and evidence is there, climactic change, ice age coming in, destroying the creatures of the sea, carbon dioxide poisoning. In one case, an asteroid hit the Earth around Mexico and destroyed the dinosaurs. Total forms of life living on Earth were made extinct and not come back. Five times it happened, and this is the sixth. But this extinction is different than the other ones because it is made by human beings. And our scientists recognize it themselves. We did it. What is becoming extinct? Mammals and birds. 60% of the mammals and birds on Earth are gone, and they will never return. Reptiles also, and they will never return. And this sixth extinction continues, but yet distraction is there. We are distracted by things. We are distracted by the World Cup, the Super Bowl, distracted by the latest movie. Distracted by physical things in front of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah told us, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْتَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Allah revealed closer and closer to humanity comes their reckoning. Yet they do not care and they turn away. And whenever a new sign comes to them, this is the Quran speaking, whenever a new sign comes, they frown, they turn away, and they play. وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. When the sign comes, they play. And so the signs are here, very clearly in front of us. And we have an opportunity, as a human race, we have a chance. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amongst us. The guidance and the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is amongst us. But somebody has to take it forward. And as we recognize what Allah revealed in the chapter of Rome, Surah Al-Rum, Allah revealed, دَهَرَ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَى بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Corruption has appeared on the land and the sea because of what humanity's hands have done. And we will make them taste something of what they have earned in order that they would return to the path. We will make them taste it. And it is said that just last week in Delhi, India, the Diwali celebration was about to take place. And the government said clearly, do not burn firecrackers. But the people said, if we don't have the firecrackers, what's the purpose? It's not a celebration. So they burnt the firecrackers. And the smoke became so terrible that if you walk outside at a fast pace, you will cough as though you have a serious problem with your lungs. You will have a terrible cough. So they said, stay inside. It was one of the worst, if not the worst, smoke index, pollution index on the planet. Why? Because people wanted to have fun. And so we are at a critical point as a human race. And Muslims, we are at a very, very critical point. As the ayah said, we will make them taste something of what they had earned in order that they would return to the path. So the reason for this is to return to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Who has the guidance of Sirat al-Mustaqim? It lies with the Muslims. This means that we will have to stand to the task. And I want to leave you with three key points. Number one, in all these difficulties, we hear it, we see it, at-taqarrub ilallah, that we need to come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to increase in our good deeds, increase in our awareness of salat, increase in the hasanat, giving out to the poor, increase in our actions, come closer to Allah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the battle of Uhud, and this was a terrible battle for them, many of the great companions had died. They were suffering. And they returned to Medina. And the word came to Medina that Abu Sufyan and Quraysh, they were gathering at a place called Hamra al-Asad. They were gathering at that place. A large crowd was gathering. And so fear spread. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah Ali Imran, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah revealed to those people, to those whom people said, surely they have gathered together in large numbers, so fear them. This increased their faith. And they said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. He is the best to protect. And so whenever we feel fear, we are in a personal state of fear. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Our family is in fear. It's uncertain. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Our ummah is in trouble. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The fear increased their faith. It increased their faith. And they said Allah is sufficient. Number two. Operational unity. And that means that we as believers, of people of the Qibla, we have to break down differences amongst ourselves. Break down nationalistic differences. Break down even doctrinal differences. Come as close as we can to other believers. Identify with other people who are facing the Qibla, who are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Much lies on our backs. And Allah is most merciful to us in these dangerous situations to come to our assistance. And number three, that with this deen that we have, whether it be small, we put it into practice and give Islamic solutions to real problems that people are facing. And these are problems on a personal level, social level. We are holding it with us. And it is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the day of judgment. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, one of you, imagine one of you on the day of judgment, if one of you finds himself, and Qiyamah has started, and he has a seedling in his hand, a plant. He said, فَلْيَغْرِسُ. Plant the seedling. Imagine, judgment day, plant the seedling. Because that is our duty. Our duty is to enhance life. So in the most difficult circumstances, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, we plant the seedling. And now is the time for us to plant the seedlings in the younger generation. Plant the seedlings with our example in society. And if all of the people go one way, we need to stay on the straight path as much as we possibly can. And we need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for strength in these perilous times. And that our Muslim brothers and sisters who are in crisis can come through these crises, and we can unite ourselves and purify our leadership, purify those obstacles that are in front of us. I leave you with these thoughts, and I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.